Hi, this is Brian with Brian's Spain Domain, and today I'm going to give you a little rundown on the Christmas lights in Madrid, the famous Christmas lights. They've been famous now for about 20, 25 years, and bringing people from all over Spain to see them, and even more recently, I would say around the world, to check them out. For many years, there have been buses that are there exclusively for people to tour the city and see the Christmas lights. You can do it that way, or if you're lucky, you can get into a car on a quieter night and sort of drive around yourself and check them out. I like to see them too every once in a while. It's nice to do. I avoid the weekends at all costs, especially Saturdays. Well, Fridays and Saturdays, but especially Saturdays, where it just can be crazy in the center. In fact, I haven't done it for years. But you can see the videos, the Instagrams, the TikToks, and all that sort of stuff, where people are just jammed, packed into the center of Madrid. You can barely move. That's certainly not my cup of tea. And if it's not for you, definitely don't do that. You can check it out on a weekend or a weekday when things are noticeably calmer. In the past, and lights in Madrid have become more and more popular. There was a time many, many years ago, I would say in the 90s, where you did have Christmas lights the way you'd have in every town in Spain, and you still do, even if it's a small village. They'll have at least one set of lights saying, Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, and even the towns have gotten a little bit more elaborate. But it is true that it's a phenomenon that has been growing over the last couple of decades. As I was saying, in the 90s, Christmas was very different. It started a lot later than it does nowadays. We've always talked about this with people who have either lived here as long as I have or with Spaniards. And certainly way back then, in the 80s and 90s, you didn't get much of a sense of Christmas until the days just before Christmas Day itself. And to many people, Christmas sort of kicked off on December 22nd with the Christmas lottery, which is just a couple of days away, and that's this Monday. And I've talked about that on many occasions, and I've actually done a couple of live streams covering it. I won't be able to do it this year for some personal reasons. I just won't be available. But anyway, that's sort of when it got started. And from there, Christmas would really start to get going, especially on Christmas Eve. There'd be big dinners, and then Christmas Day, and it would go on until January 6th, which is the Feast of the Epiphany, which is when the three kings come to give their presents to all the children. And that essentially represented the 12 days of Christmas. And in a sense, that was the way Christmas was celebrated here in Spain for many, many years. And little by little, over since about, I'd say, 1990 something, late 90s, early 2000s onward, the Christmas season has been starting earlier and earlier, the way it does in many other countries, the way it does in the United States, for example. When I remember growing up, it would start certainly after just after Thanksgiving, sort of to coincide with Advent, and it was a big deal all the way up to Christmas Day, and after that, except for New Year's, sort of it came to a sort of abrupt halt in many ways. Whereas here in Spain, it continues on and on. And one of the ways we see this is through these Christmas lights. And they've been going on for a long time in Madrid. The main streets, the main thoroughfares, the main plazas, the main squares. You can find Christmas lights all over the place. And so I like to check them out and see what's new. There have been a lot of changes over the years. Sometimes you've had controversies. For example, when one political party was in power, for example, they removed the image of the nativity scene in the famous Alcalá Gate, the Puerta de Alcalá. Now that another party is in power here for, well, it's been like that for several years now, the nativity scene has come back. But anyway, that's another issue. Just talking about the Christmas lights, I have to admit, they can be very pretty, but there have been years where the sense I got was something rather chaotic. Lots of lights, but really no sense of unity. So every street, every block had sort of a different set of lights, different colors, different setup, and it was all over the place. So it was an attempt to make the city brighter and more exciting, but the final product just wasn't quite right. And you can find this sort of crazy lights in other places. For example, just outside of Madrid, there's a city just to the east of Madrid called Torrejón. And they call themselves sort of the Christmas capital of Europe. And for years, their Christmas lights display has been out of this world or out of control. It sort of depends on how you look at it. I will be honest with you and admit I've never seen them. I fear they won't be what I'm looking for, but certainly they are popular, and if you want to check them out, please, by all means, do that. And so anyway, I went for a walk across the Retiro Park. The lights are there. They came back on. They had lights there many, many years ago, and they stopped having lights almost during the economic crisis, starting about 2008, up to about maybe 5, 6, maybe 7 years ago. And then they've brought some lights back into the Retiro Park so people can walk through the park in the evening and enjoy that. They have all these trees that are sort of wrapped with, they're not real trees, they look like trees with different lights, different colors. It's okay. I'm not sure if it's what I, especially because of the choice of colors, it's what I'm looking for, but it brightens up the atmosphere there. I still think there's room for improvement there. But anyway, went to the Puerto Alcalá, down to Cibeles in the center. One thing I've noticed is that there has been a concerted effort to sort of unify the type of lights they're using. Not necessarily the design, but the color, it's more of a golden yellow color. And it looks quite good, quite tasteful, well thought out for the most part. So, and then they have these the Christmas trees that they have in the Puerta del Sol and a couple of places like that, and also one at the corner between Calle de Alcalá and Gran Vía. Before, there were some pretty, I'll be honest with you, hideous-looking trees with crazy colors, spirals. I guess it was supposed to look different, but as I said, the final product just wasn't quite right. Now they've come up with some pretty impressive stuff there, looking good. And obviously, I don't know who's behind that, but they've obviously put a little more thought to this, and that's good. If you go to some of the smaller streets, you do find a bit of that chaos. Things are a little bit different and funky at times, but that's okay. I don't really mind it if you have some areas where you find something different. But anyway, just to say, this year I think is a good year to go see the Christmas lights in Madrid. They will be on until at least, I should check this out, but at least January 6th. So we still have more than a couple of weeks to enjoy them. If you're here in Madrid, definitely go for a walk around there. I think you'll like them. Explore, see what's there. I recommend doing it on a weekday night instead of a weekend, if that's possible. And that's our quick review of the Christmas lights for Christmas 2025 in Madrid. As I said, it's a good year. Go check it out and have fun. And that'll be all for our podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments or questions because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture. You can do so by clicking on our PayPal donate button, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Or you can check us out on our YouTube channel and support us by subscribing. Stay well, stay safe. Merry Christmas and hasta pronto.